The House Judiciary Committee began its day by completing its unfinished business, allowing 10-minute statements from 12 members who didn't get the chance to deliver them last night. Most read their statements calmly, but Democrat Robert Wexler made a boisterous appeal directly to the television audience.
Wake up, America. They are about to impeach our president. They are about to reverse 2 national elections. They are about to discard your votes. So wake up, America. Our government is about to shut down. The public's business will grind to a halt. The Senate, the Supreme Court, and the House of Representatives will all be hostage to a process that never should have been triggered in the first place.
Committee Chairman Henry Hyde reserved his time until the very end. He delivered a composed statement.
Now, we seek impeachment, not conviction, nor censure. Those are decisions for the other body, the Senate. We merely decide if there is enough for a trial. The accusatory body should not be the adjudicatory body. We are following a process wisely set down as a check and balance on executive overreaching by our founding fathers. This vote says something about us. It answers the question, just who are we and what do we stand for? Is the president one of us or is he a sovereign? We vote for our honor, which is the only thing we get to take with us to the grave. I yield back the balance of my time.
With that, the committee adjourned to allow Democrats and Republicans to plot strategies for the debate and votes on the 4 articles of impeachment of the president. 1 hour later, they reconvened.
The committee will come to order as to Article 1. Are there any amendments to Article 1?
The first article of impeachment drafted by the Republican majority charges President Clinton, quote, willfully provided perjurious, false, and misleading testimony to the grand jury last August 17th.
Mr. Chairman, point of information.
Who seeks a point of information? Mr. Nadler.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my question is that this Article 1 that we're discussing now alleges the president committed perjury. It is basic that we should be told before voting the specific words that are alleged to be perjurious. Could we have that, please? Could we have those words, please, so that we can discuss them as to whether they are perjurious, and so that the Senate, should this article, God forbid, pass the House, so that the Senate will know what the allegation is, and the defense attorneys will know what they must defend against.
That request by New York Democrat Gerald Nadler triggered a long procedural debate, evidence of the fact the committee was entering territory it hadn't visited for almost 25 years.
I can only refer you to Mr. Shipper's report yesterday discussing this, and I'll try to get a copy of it and reread it to you.
Mr. Chairman, there are 4 specific points here. For each one of them, we should list in a committee document what the allegedly perjurious words are. Failing that, there is no due process and I think no ability to vote intelligently or to discuss intelligently this article.
The words were set out in detail in the presentation yesterday.
Then you ought to be able to tell me what they are.
Well, I'm looking for a copy, my copy. I didn't commit them to memory. I'm not quite that acute. And I'm waiting for somebody.
I mean, Mr. Chairman, I must...
Well, we know your question. We're trying to find the answer now. Just somebody here on our staff has an answer.
Mr. Chairman.
The gentleman from Wisconsin.
Mr. Chairman, I rise in support of the article of impeachment.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You can't... Mr. Chairman, point of order.
These articles were drafted exactly as they were in the Nixon... situation, and they're not a bill of particulars, they're articles of impeachment.
Mr. Chairman, we're not dealing here with beanbag. This is one of the most serious things this committee has undertaken. I, for one, while I've read the article, I don't know which specific statements it is alleged that the president made that are perjurious. I have read and listened to Mr. Schipper's statement yesterday.
Chairman,
point of order, Mr.
I rise
Chairman,
to a
the
point
gentleman
of
has
order.
Not stated a unanimous consent request.
My unanimous consent request, which I'll make directly in the form of a request, is this: that before we begin debating these momentous articles, that either the chair, the author, or Mr. Schippers, or the clerk, outline for us what explicit statements are stated to be, are believed to be, by the author and supporters of this article as perjurious. That is my unanimous consent request, and I don't see, frankly, how in good conscience we can vote on these articles and present them to the full body and present them to the American people without explicitly knowing
reserving
that.
The right to object.
Mr. Frank.
I think it's just been made very clear how flawed this article is. I reread the presentation from Mr. Schippers. It is impossible to tell from that presentation what specific fact allegations are being challenged as perjury. And I do not think it is a result of incompetent draftsmanship. I think it is a decision. It was a conscious decision on the one article that they think has the most serious chance of driving impeachment home to vacillate and confuse and not to be specific because they do not believe that the specifics would justify impeachment. Where the president touched her after he acknowledged having sex, whether it started in November or February, those are not issues on which people think you undo two Democratic elections and throw an elected official out of office.
Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner tried to answer Democrats by quoting directly from President Clinton's grand jury testimony.
Page 92, when he was asked whether oral sex performed on you was within the definition of you as you understood it. The president replied, as I understood it, it was not, no.
Georgia Republican Bob Barr joined the debate and, citing legal guidelines, claimed the president's actual statements are not required to be included in the article of impeachment.
The nature of what we're doing here is similar to the drafting up of an indictment, not precisely, but similar to. Yet the criminal rules themselves provide for what is called a bill of particulars. Were an indictment, which is what the other side is alleging we are basically doing here, deemed to have to include every single element of every single allegation that will support the criminal charges alleged against the defendant, then there would be no need in the criminal rules for a bill of particulars.